The sounds of late night coffee. Yes, it's time to brew a really hot cup of coffee. Yes, I'm waiting for my coffee cup to fill up. I'm standing over it, just watching it. Ugh, I do. I need a hot cup of coffee right now. Almost done, yes. It's almost coffee. All right, now I can add my milk and sugar. All right, yes, milk, lots of milk. And at least about 2 spoons of sugar. Yeah, it's raining. All right, back to the nice hot cup of coffee on a rainy night. Yes, it's another rainy night. It is Saturday night, March 2nd. And once again, I'm having to prepare to go into a courtroom. 2 more days. Monday, I have to go back to court against my neighbor again. You know, I was actually, for those who are, I guess, familiar with what's happening, I was supposed to be in court on the 19th of February, and I did go there as planned, and I was anticipating it being the very last court date that I was going to have to attend. But, you know, the court system, just it's just not anything you can predict. But I did go there, and as did my neighbor, who at this point has managed to drag out this court case for over a year now, almost a year and a half, with her appeals and postponements and everything she can, continuances and emergency surgeries. And so at any rate, I was at that courthouse on the 19th in a good mood, thinking no matter what happened, win, lose, or draw, this was going to be the last time I was going to be required by law to attend a court hearing regarding my neighbor. And, well, I said my name, you know, and pointed out that I was the plaintiff in this case and that it was a perjury case. And, the defendant, my neighbor, claimed, I guess, not claimed, she said her name, and then she asked for a postponement. That's right, another postponement. And I had already been promised that she had exhausted all postponements, all continuances, all appeals, and that this would indeed be the last day I had to go to court. Turns out, well, I guess it was a full moon, but you know, and I knew because it was a full moon, anything could happen. But I wasn't expecting this. She asked for the postponement, and as the judge was saying no, she grabbed the table where she was standing, dropped to her knees, and then kind of laid down. Yeah. She fainted, passed out. And defendant number two, the grandson, did not panic or anything, you know. So I'm guessing that this was a fake faint solely because the grandson did not panic. I mean, really, truly, he should have, like, you know, like, oh, my God, somebody come help my grandma, you know. But no. He just kind of looked at her and said, well, I guess we're not going to be able to do this today. And then the judge is like, oh, do I need to call an ambulance? Do we need anything? He goes, nah, I don't think so. She has seizures occasionally, so, you know, but we're clearly not going to be able to do the court case today. And so the judge pulled us both up. And he did call the ambulance, the EMTs. And while we were waiting for them to arrive, the judge asked the defendant number two if, you know, what should we do under this situation? And he goes, well, I'd like another 60 days postponement. I'm like, no. The judge asked me, well, when would you like to do it? And I told him, as soon as possible. So he goes, unfortunately, yes, I have to grant her the postponement under these circumstances. So I'm not saying she faked it, but I think she faked it because after she asked for that postponement, it looked to me like she ensured that she was going to get that postponement. And because, you know, the defendant, the grandson, he did not even panic. And I really think he should have panicked, but it's almost like she said, she told him the night before, look, I'm going to ask for a postponement. If I don't get it, just don't panic when you see me go down to the ground. Because he did not panic. And then when the EMTs took her out of there, she was fine. She was laughing, cracking jokes. So, yeah, I think she faked it. And because the EMT said her vitals were fine. Yeah, nothing wrong with her vitals, all clear. But she had some pills in her purse for antidepressants. So I just know that because of that little drama in the courtroom, I am now required by law to once again give up a day of employment and drive an hour away and be in a courtroom bright and early. 9 a.m. on Monday morning, March the 4th. That's in 2 days. So, yes, tonight I'm sitting in the rain. I'm drinking a hot cup of coffee, getting the paperwork prepared again. And, of course, I also got to figure out what the heck I'm going to wear again. Because it's still cold in that courtroom, no matter what. And after this is over with, I don't care if I win, I lose. She somehow gets another postponement due to a sudden medical emergency, whatever. I'm done. I'm not coming back. I am finished. I have been required by law to show up in a courtroom 9 times now. Different courtrooms, different courthouses, and prove to 4 different judges what happened. And, you know, I'm the victim. And yet the criminal was not required ever to prove anything or disprove anything. I mean, she even used the court system to break the law when she got that restraining order claiming elder abuse. They did not at any point go, can you prove any of this stuff happened in order for us to issue that restraining order against her, because, you know, that's some pretty serious allegations there. But no, they just went ahead and issued it. And then it was put on my shoulders to disprove the false allegations. So I have disproved it, actually, to three judges now. But apparently because she's, as the defendant, the criminal, is entitled to numerous appeals and postponements and stuff, I'm required, as the victim, to keep proving it. So, yeah, I got to keep proving it. And at this point in time, I don't care if I prove it or not. I really don't. I just want this headache in the courtroom to be over with. I want to spend the rest of 2019 enjoying coffee, thinking about other stuff, you know? So, yeah, I'll keep you posted. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.